Okay, I just wanted to just give you just a little piece of what we're going to be doing a little bit more when it comes to structural Bible study. Because a lot of people say, well, what do you mean by structural Bible study? And I'm not even sure if this is the right term. But in many times you have, within the scriptures, you have structures, okay? Structures in which if you line them up, kind of like a train track, okay? You have parallel verses or parallel ideas, and when you line those up, you will find very quickly that certain words line up and certain ideas line up. Now, take your notes here, and this is under 1 John chapter 3. You will look down, 1 John chapter 2, verse 3. And if you look down there, there's a blue 2, 4, and then 1, 6. Do you see that part there? Okay, let me just read this, and this will become clear. Marty, are you following me here? You think so? Okay. This will become clear. You'll see this very quickly, how this works. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar. And then just skip down below the 1:6 where it continues, because I couldn't fit it all on one line. And the truth is not in him. Are you following me so far? Now, we read the context, and the context to chapter 2 was chapter 1. And we read in chapter 1, verse 6, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Now, let me ask you a question. Is there, in both of these words, is there one word, just give me one word that sounds almost exactly the same? Lie, exactly. I asked the same question last night, and immediately people said, ah, you picked up on it. So when you hear these words, and you say, wait a second, I heard that before. So as you're reading along in chapter 2, verse 4, and you say, wait a second, is a liar? Hey, hold on. I read something back in chapter 1, verse 6, where he was talking about a liar. So what you do is you say, ah. And there's other words that line up too. The word truth lines up. The word and lines up. The word say lines up. So take your pen. This is where it's going to get exciting. This is where it gets exciting. Okay? Take your pen and from 2:4, draw an arrow down to the word say. Okay, so saith, there's an arrow that goes down to the word say. Okay? Now, the word liar and lie, that was what kind of set us off, kind of clued us in. So we have another line that goes from liar to lie. Okay? And then if you go down to the two lines before, the truth goes to the truth. Now, those are direct words that are parallel, right? See, we can see that those line up just perfectly. Everything seems to be, lining up very nicely. But then now we have some concepts, some ideas that are synonymous, but they're not identical. Are you following me? Yeah, go ahead. Yes. Exactly. You're picking up on this. I know him. Lines up with, yes, fellowship with him, right? Okay. So we have fellowship with him. You can underline, you can do that whole thing. So what I do is I group things together. I draw a circle around it, and then I draw a circle around the bottom, and I draw an arrow, okay? Draw an arrow down. Okay? Now, give me the next one. Okay? But, right. Keepeth not his commandments. So you can circle that again. Keepeth not his commandments. Lines up with walk in darkness. I mean, this isn't rocket science, right? This is called Bible study. Okay? Okay? And then there's one last one. We lined up the truth with the truth. And then there's one last one. Do you see it? Yeah, is not in him. In him, in is the operative word. And do not. Right, do not. So that's the other phrase. Okay, that's a good question. Okay, so the truth lines up with the truth, right? And lines up with and. And then so you kind of have a crisscross. You should see, you know, on your thing, you should kind of have a crisscross. The truth goes, lines up with the truth. And the truth is not in him lines up with do not. Okay? So now what do you do with this? Okay, yeah, of course, obviously, when you see that words are essentially the same, liar and lie and stuff like that, that ties it all together. But then what do you do with the synonymous thoughts? Here's where you use your inductive questions and it gets exciting. Okay? So let's go to that first one. I know him. He that saith, I know him, okay, lines up with the synonymous thought if we say that we have fellowship with him. Now, what, and here's my question. Can you come up with a question? Maybe you can come up with a question that juxtaposes these two. In fact, I almost gave the question right there. Right. Oh, okay. Okay, that's one way of saying it. You can ask just a general question. What is the relationship between knowing him and who's the him? Right? And having fellowship. What is that relationship? What is it? Where? How does that work? Okay? See, and you can come up with all sorts of questions, but that's a structural question. What is the relationship? Because we know that these are parallels. They're synonymous. Can you know without having fellowship? That's another question. Can you know without having fellowship? The answer is no, you can't. You know, my wife and I, you know, we would never have gotten married. We would never have gotten to know each other if we wouldn't have spent time together. I mean, that's the fundamental basis of all relationships, isn't that? Right. So let's look at the next one. See, this is getting exciting here. It's warming up here. Keepeth not his commandment parallels with walking in darkness. So if we are not keeping the commandments, where are we? We're in the dark. We are in the dark. It doesn't matter what we say. Remember, what you say doesn't make a hill of beans, okay? Doesn't do anything. If we don't keep his commandments, we're in the dark, okay? And even further, he really drives us home. He says, you're a liar. Yeah, you've broken a commandment. You've broken the eighth commandment, or is it the ninth? Okay, and the truth is not in him. Okay, so the truth lines up, is not in him, lines up with, yeah, doing. Well, no, you have kind of a crisscross there. The truth lines up with the truth, and then is not in him, and does not the truth. So here's another key question. Here's another key question. These are comparing two different things. So you ask the question, just like we did up here, what is the relationship between having the truth in us and doing the truth? What's that relationship? Are you following? Are you seeing? The truth is not in him. And then in chapter 1, verse 6, it says, they do not the truth. Now follow me here. The truth has to do what? Has to penetrate in us. The fundamental truth of the gospel has to get beyond the surface. Jesus told parable after parable talking about the relationship of truth. In the parable of the sower and the seed, the truth had to get beyond beneath the surface of the soil. Otherwise, it never germinates. And what happens? The devil comes in and takes it away. Takes it away. That's right. It has to be inside. It has to be part of us, in the very core of our being. So when we're talking about structural Bible study, that's what we're talking about, is we're saying, look, there are synonymous parallels. Sometimes there are other types of structures as well. This is just a simple one where you say, wait a second, these have parallel ideas. And by putting them like a train track, where both rails go, you know, exactly parallel, then what we can do is we can begin to put in those ties. And when we put in those ties, all of a sudden it's like, wow, it just exploded on us. Yeah, it opens up and it becomes exciting. Now, when we study this in more in depth, now this is just a simple one. We're going to take a little bit more in-depth look at Jesus' statement in Matthew chapter 5, love your enemies. And that's going to get exciting too. So I'm hoping that this is helpful. You know, this is hopefully planting seeds in your fertile minds. And now you can go back and as you see different phrases, you will see different things begin to open. By the way, I saw another one in John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You know, that actually, if you look at it in Greek, he flips the phrase around to indicate, you know, and of course my Jehovah's Witness friends, they think that they know Greek, but they don't. But anyways, they miss the fact that he's taking the structure. He says the Word was with God and the Word was God. In other words, what he says is God is the Word. And he just takes those two words and he flips it around. That was using a structural way of saying that essentially they are the same. So things like that. So So that's what we mean when we're talking about structural Bible study. You know, we talk about chiastic structures. And I don't want to go into all of this right now, but it's just, there's acrostics, and there's synonymous parallels, and you know, and contrasting parallels, and all those sort of things. So you never knew that there was so much in the Bible, but that's the exciting part of it. I hope this was helpful. So, all right? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's what I want to do. I want to inspire you to get into the Word of God, to study it, and to really mine it for all that it's worth. Okay?